Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, Daf Peyim Maseches Erevin is an auspicious one. It is auspicious for two reasons. It is the 300th Daf in Shas that is the subject for today, the 300th Daf. It's also special to me because after responsibilities with my Talmidim and my family, I am now, Baruch Hashem, able to join my internet Talmidim again and continue with you on the Daf Yomi. The subject of Daf Pei Amud Aleph will be the notion of Zechiyah, of accepting on behalf of others both a Ruve Tchumin and a Reve Chatzeros. Is it necessary, as a seeming simple reading of the Mishnah on Ayin Tes Amud Beis that we had yesterday said that it would be necessary for Shutufei Mavos? Is that really so? As well as even in regards to a Ruve Tchumin, as well as a Ruv Tavshilin. And how is one supposed to be Zoche on behalf of others? The bottom of the Amud will discuss one's wife. Can one's wife make an Eruv for an individual be Mezaket against his knowledge? In other words, without his awareness? On Pei Amud Beis, we will learn what happens if the Eruv begins to disappear, if it's eaten by animals and so on. What is the halach in regards to Eruvei Tchumin, Eruvei Chatzeros? And finally, we'll discuss the shiurim, the size that's necessary for Eruvei Tchumin, Eruvei Chatzeros. We pick up on Pei Amud Aleph with Meisive, five lines from the top. The Gemara previously had quoted the Shita of Rav Yehuda, who says that when assuming an Eruv for somebody, when being Zochef it for him, you have to pick it up a Tefach. Meisive asks the Gemara, Ketzim ishtatfim imavui, how do you make a Shitufei Mavos? Mevim chav v'shel yayim v'shel shem v'shel tamar v'shel groi groiz v'shel shar minei peros, different types of barrels of food, imi shelo. If it belongs to the person that's bringing it tzarech lezakas, then he needs to expressly state and indicate that he's being zochet, that he's being konet on behalf of the entire chatzah. V'imi shelahen, and if it belongs to others, tzarech la'idia, he has to inform them to make sure all of them are interested. Let's say there are partners who own it, that they're all interested in using that as the eruv. U'magbia min akarka mashu. And then he picks it up a little bit from the ground. The Gemara is medayik. Ah, only a little bit from the ground. What does it seem like? Seems not like Rav Yehuda. Answers the Gemara. My mashu nami the kamar tefach. It just means a tefach distance from the ground. The Gemara now recounts two fascinating machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, shitufei muvos. When you have different muvos that are joined together to be able to carry through a sheared Eruv, is there a need for Zechiyah? Rav Amar Ein Tzarech Lizakos. You don't need an acquisition of Zechiyah on behalf of all of the Muvos. Ushmuel Amar Tzarech Lizakos. And Shmuel says that you need to. In a moment, the Gemara is going to point out that the simple reading of our Mishnah, of course, is that one does need to. Eruv Etchumen, what about where there is an Eruv of Etchum, where one person is putting down an Eruv on behalf of somebody else, that he should be able to walk further in his Tchum? Rav Amar Tzarech Lizakos, Shmuel Amar Ein Tzarech Lizakos. Here it's reverse. Rav says Zechiyah is necessary. He needs to pick up and be konet it on behalf of the individual that wants to make the Eruv. And Shmuel says it's not necessary. Says Gemara, Shmuel fits beautifully. Bishleim l'Shmuel, Shmuel's fine. Hacha tanan. In our Mishnah, it does say that you need Zechiyah. Take a look at the second line of the Mishnah, Ayin Tes Amud Beis, U'mizak lehen, Ayidei b'no b'to g'dogim. V'hacha lo tanan. However, when it comes to Eruv Etchumen, there's no mention of the idea of Zechiyah. Elo l'Rav, my time. But Rav is very difficult. What is the rationale of Rav? At the end of the day, our mission is mefurish, that Zechiyah needs to be done when we're talking about Shitufei Mavos. Why did Rav say that there isn't a requirement of Zechiyah? It's against our Mishnah. There is a machlokes tanoim. on this issue. Damar of Yehuda Marav, Masa Bikoloso Shel Rabbi Yoshia. There was a story with the daughter-in-law of Rabbi Yoshia, Shehochel Beis HaMerchus. She went to a bathhouse, and she had not made an Erev Tchumin beforehand, and it was outside of the Tchum. V'choshchela, and then it got dark. And after it got dark, V'irvela Chamasa. Her father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshia, made an Erev on her behalf. Uba Maisel Fnei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia heard about the story, V'asar. And he said the Erev didn't work. Amar le Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Bavloi. He said to Rabbi Chia, "You Bavloi, kol kacha to machmir be'ervin. You so machmir on ervin. Kach Amar Abba, kol sheyeshcha lahakel be'ervin hakel. Wherever you have the opportunity to be makel on ervin, you should." Similar to the idea we had early on in the Masechta, Hilchasa kemakel ba'avel, that we follow the lenient opinion when it comes to Avel, as well as Erevin. Now, it's not clear why Rabbi Chia prohibited it, and why Rabbi Shmuel said it would be okay, as Rabbi Yoshia had done. Analyzes the Gemara. The Bailu, and they asked, Mishel Chamasa Erevela, was a problem that the Erev was being done from the father-in-law's property, Umishum de los Zichsela. And he never bequeathed it to her. He never made the kinyan on her behalf. Oh, Dilma, Mishalo Erevin La, but maybe the Erev was of her property, Umishum de Shalom Midaita. But the problem was that it wasn't done with her das. One of the Chacham had a tradition in this regard. Amar Lahem, Ahume Rabban Rab Yaakov Shmei, Rab Yaakov reported, L'didom Mefar Shalom Minai. I learned that the case was talking about the Rabbi Yochanan b'shel chamasa irva umishum delo zichsela. It was a case in which it was from the father-in-law. However, Rabbi Chia's problem was that there wasn't a kinyan that was done on her behalf. What do we see then? That there are clearly tanoim from the Tkufa Rabbi Chia Rabashi, who disagree with Shmuel that say that you don't need a kinyan, a zechia, for Erev Tchumen. Rashi explains that this will round out the position of Rav. Rav will hold that when it comes to Erev Tchumen, you do need to make a kinyan, as mentioned in these above Tanoim. And the end of Dibar Maschil Vazil, Rashi explains, however, when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, there isn't a need for a kinyan. Why? Because when it comes to Tchumen, there's nothing that was usher objectively to the person that we could assume that the person would want the Eruv. However, when it comes to Eruv Echateros, since they can't carry in their Rishus without the Eruv, for sure they're going to want it. Kivan de Ka'asar Ale, Rashi explains, Gomeru Makni. In contrast to when it comes to Tchum. Mar now bears out that Rav Yaakov Bar Idi also explained that story that way. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Rabbi Yaakov brought the Bas Yaakov. Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. There's a discussion why she was called the daughter of Yaakov. Ki matis hasam, when you go there to Eretz Yisrael, akif, go around Vizil de Tzur and go to the direction of Tzur. It was called the Sulam because you had to climb up high. That was the route. Uboy minei me Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, and you, Rabbi Yaakov, ask of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Boy mine, he went and he asked him, Mishel Chamasa Irvala, Umishum Delo Zichsela. Was it from the problem? The perspective of the problem was that there wasn't a Zechiah on the Erev. Odilma Mishela Irvala, wasn't the problem with Zechiah, Mishum Delo Shalom Midaita. The problem was that it wasn't with her Das. Amalei, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi responded as we saw before, Mishel Chamasa Irvala, Umishum Delo Zichsela. And the problem was that there was no zechiah. Amar of Nachman, Naktinan, how do we paskin? Echad Eruvei Tchum, Echad Eruvei Chatzeres, Echad Shidufei Mivos, Sarech Lezakos, all three of them require zikui. The Gemara now turns its eye to Erev Tavshilin in regards to zechiah. Is a kinyan going to be necessary when it comes to Erev Tavshilin? If I make an Erev Tavshilin on behalf of somebody else, does someone need to be Kone, does there have to be a zechiah that's being done. Question mark. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Ma'ati Boile. Is that really a question? What type of question is? Lo Shemil Lehot, Dom Rav Nachman Bar Adam, Shmuel, did you not hear? Rav Nachman Bar Avada said the name of Shmuel, Eruvei Tavshilin, Sarech Lezakos, does require Zechiva. Amar Le Abai, Abai retorted, you're right. Pshita Lo Shemil. It must have been that he didn't hear what Shmuel taught. Dishi Boile, because if he heard it, Ma'ati Boile, what would his question be? Amar Le, he said to him, Ata Eruvei Tchumin, wait a second. Rav Nachman also disagreed with Shmuel when Shmuel said Eruvei Tchumen doesn't require Tchira. Yet, Rav Nachman said that you did. So too here. He's disagreeing. No. There was already pre-existing Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and Rav Nachman would be following Rav. And Rav Nachman followed the Chumra of Rav in that case. Aval Hacha, when it comes to Eruvei Chatzeros, Yisa de Shemile, Mika de Mad de Polik, are we aware of anybody that disagreed with Shmuel? And since we're not aware, it seems like there was none. And therefore, Rav Nachman must not have heard of the Psaka Shmuel that Zuchia requires, is required for Eruvei Tavshilin. The Gemara now recounts a story relates to the halacha of Eruvei Chatzeros. A Huterzuna. A Terzuni is a guarder of weapons who was a Gentile. David Bishvuse de Reb Zera. He lived in the neighborhood of Reb Zera. Amrule, the Jews said to him, Agaloch Rishusach. We've learned in the sixth parak that there's a requirement to rent the Rishus from a guy. They tried to do that. Lo Agaluhu, but he didn't rent to them. Also, Gomei de Reb Zera, they came from Reb Zera, Amrule. Reb Zera said to them, Ma'ala Meger de Beise, what about going to his wife and asking if she would rent the Rishus? Amar Lehu, I might have misspoken. They asked Reb Zera, what would the halacha be if they would rent from the wife? Amar Lehu, Reb Zera said to them, Hachi Amar Reish Lakish, Mishmei de Gavra Rabo, Umani Reb Chia, Reish Lakish called the name Reb Chinia, Ishtoi Shal Odom Ma'arev Shalom Yedaitoi, that the wife of a man could make an Erev even against his awareness. If my wife does it, it will work for the Chatzer. The Gemara here seems to be equating the ability of a wife to do an Erev against her husband's wishes, in other words, without her husband's wishes, to a Gentile woman renting out her Rishus without her husband's wishes. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, what exactly is that parallel? See the Karen Ora, Dibra Maschel v'Hiksha. Mar now has a similar type of story. Ahu Terzina, again this garter of weapons, David Shivasei, Rav Yehuda Bar Oshia. He was in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda Bar Oshia. Amilei, it was said to him, Ogelecha Rishuscha, we want to rent it, out your Rishus to be able to carry. Lo Ogelu, he refused to rent. Asla Kamed Rav Yehuda Bar Oshia. Amilei, Ma'alu Meger Medibese. They asked Rav Yehuda, what about renting from his wife? Lo Biyada, he wasn't able to answer. Also, Kmeid Rav Masna. Lo Biyada, Rav Masna also wasn't able to answer. Also, Kmeid Rav Yehuda. Amar Lehu, Hachi, Amar Shmuel. Ishto Shalom, Ma'areves, Shalom B'dayte. He gave the same answer. That just like a woman can do the Erev against or without her husband's wishes, so too when it comes to the Gentile woman's wife renting out without his awareness. Asks the Gemara, a problem from a Braisa, may see vei noshim shirvu vishin ishtatfu shlom das baleim ein eruvan eruv, that women cannot make an eruv without the das of their husband. Vein shitufan shudaf loikasha, says the Gemara, hada asar, hada lo asar. If the husband expressly had prohibited on the rest of the chatzar, what do we mean he expressly prohibits? If his house directly opens into the chatzar, and there is no other way out of his house. So then, in such a case, explains Rashi, then his wife can make the Eruv Shelo Midaito. However, in a case where you have a chatzar between two muvos, and he normally doesn't go into the other chatzar, so then in such a case, he's not oser on that mavoi. if he normally doesn't go into more precisely that mavli. And if that's so, then the Eruv is not necessary, and in such an instance, even if the wife puts down the Eruv, it won't be good. Hachinami mistabra. And that must be so, dimken kasha d'shmol d'shmol, because otherwise we'd have a stira between teaching of Shmuel. D'amar Shmuel, echa m'bnei mavli sh'rogel ishtatef im b'nei mavli, v'lo nishtatef, person who's part of the mavli that normally joins together, but he didn't, they could take it against his will. Rogel in, she'en rogel loy. If it's normal for him to go in and out, and therefore aser, and therefore it would be normal for him to put an eruv, in such a case, then you could force him. If it's not normal, so then in such a case you can't, both in terms of the b'nei amavli going in, as well as his wife. It says Gemar Le Misayele, we have a proof to this idea. Kofinos alasas lechi v'korim lemavui. Force one of the people in the mavui to join in for the expenses of putting up a lechi and a korah. Says the Gemara on Tama Beis, it might not be such a strong raya. Shani hasam de lechem mechitzis by a mavui where Rashi explains that without a lechi or a korah, it is harder to protect and guard a mavui. There is a big discussion in Mefarshim, what does that mean? See, Tosis Tira Maskel Shani Hasam. The Ritva asks on Rashi, how does a small lechi or a korah make it more protected? But either way, this is the explanation of Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam's pshat fits in beautifully, but we need to change the lashon of the Girsa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Girsa is Shani Hasam Del Ika Mechitza, that you need to create a mechitza, that in order to create a mechitza, that could even be done against a person's will. That could be done, bal karcha. Lishna Achrini, others suggested, we take out the word mitzad, and we switch it to bezdin, bevezdin shani, that this that we learned, that b'nei mavoi, kofin for lechi akora, that means that bezdin forces everybody to join a lechi in a kora, and not that the b'nei hamavoi themselves can be able to do that. Now that we've discussed halachas of lechi and korah, the Gemara brings up one more halacha. Itmar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Osan lechi asherah, that you can make a lechi out of an asherah tree. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar Osan korah asherah. Man damar korah koshken lechi, man damar lechi avol korah lo. You can't use it for a korah because kitusei mechtes shiurei, since it has to be destroyed, it cannot serve as a korah. However, a lechi can, because a lechi doesn't need to be the width of a tefach. There is a big discussion of what the difference between a lechi and a korah is. At the end of the day, Tosas asks Nibra Maschil Aval, that a lechi needs to have a height, and it needs to be a rochav of a kol shehu. This is, in fact, the Ravid's question on the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Beis. Why would he say that a lechi is acceptable? And Reb Chaim, in his Sefer on the Rambam, gives a beautiful pshat in Kitusei Mechleshure. See the Tosos and the Rambam, and possibly for a special Daf Yomi bonus, the Reb Chaim. Let us continue on, Bezer Hashem, with the next Mishnah. Nismayet ha'ochel. If the amount of food diminishes from the necessary shear, mosif umezakeh, then you should add and have zikoy done on the added food, ve'ein tzarech lodia, but you don't need to inform that the eruv was made. What if vice versa? Netosafu alehen, if there are more people that are added to the eruv, not that the eruv diminished, but more people were moved into the Erev, Mosif u'mezake, then in such a case, you add more food, and your mezake, v'tzarech lo'idia, and there, you also need to inform them, to make sure that they're interested in being zoche. Kama u'shiurat, how much is the shear of an Erev? Bizman she'im merubin, when there are many people who are living in the chatzer, then it's enough even the following small amount. Mazun shtei sudos lekulam. If there's food that's enough for two meals, that will work for everybody.
Bizman Shei Muatim, when there's a few amount of people, Kigroigris Lekol Echad VeEchad. The Gemara will tell us what is a lot and what is a little. In other words, how many people. If there's a small amount of people, then you still need a grogers to call echad v'echad. If there are many, then sacha kol, altogether, all you need is shtei seudos. For everybody. Amar Rabbi Yossi, b'med var mun b'tchilas erev. When did we say this? That's when they initially create an erev, avul b'shiyare erev, when there already was an erev, and it diminished kol shehu. Then in such a case, you don't need to add, if there aren't many people, if it was Anoshim Muatim, then you don't need to add a grogris, the call echad the echad. Veloyamru la'are bechatzeres. And if there already was a shutufim of os, the Mishnah concludes the only reason there is a requirement to make a ruve chatzeres al kadosh l'shkach es hatinokas, in order that the kids not forget that there is an erev. If there would be only shutufim of os, then what would happen is people would think that that is all one needs to make, and kids growing up won't even be aware that there was a shtufei mavos. The rabbis made it around the whole community, but in their own chatzer, they never heard of such a thing. So they made a takana midrabanan to make in your own apartment building as well. Discussed in the past in halacha from the daily daf, what the halacha is today, that today we're not machmir, according to the Ramah, for this shita in most instances. Says the Gemara, Mayaskinen, what are we talking about when we said nisma'it? That the halacha is that if there was the part of the food of the Erev begins to disappear, so then you could be mezaka without informing everybody. Which is mashma, Rashi says, if it entirely disappeared, then you would. Ilema b'min echad. If we're talking about that there's one type of food, and you're going to make it again from the same type of food, ma'iriya nismait afilu kolanami, even if it was entirely gone, why do you have to inform them? You're just reinstating what was there before. Ela b'shnei minim, but rather it was once a one min and now it was turned into another min. In other words, originally you made it of crackers and now you're making it of rice cakes. So then in such a case, that's two different minim. Afil nismait namilo. Then even if it was only nismait, you should have to inform the neighbors. The sanyas we learned is a b'raisa, kola ochal mimin echad ein tzarech la'idia. B'shnei minim tzarech la'idia. So the Mishnah doesn't make sense. The Mishnah seems to indicate only if there was a little, you don't need to inform. But either you have to always inform them when you go from one min to the next, or you don't have to inform them at all. Says the Gemara, Ibai same, if you want, I can give you a teretz mi min echad. In a case of where it's one min, there nevertheless, only if it's nismait, you wouldn't have to be informed them, but kala you would. Ibai same, mishnei minim, and you don't need to form them. Ibai same, min echad, my nismait, nismat mate. That the word should not be nisma'et, but nismat'met, which means entirely destroyed. You might say mishnei minim, or you could say we're talking about two minim. By two minim, kala shani, only if it's entirely destroyed do you need to inform people, even if you're going from one min to the next. We also learned in our Mishnah, if there are more people in the Erev, nitos v'alein, you got to add now more food, most of them is zakeh. From our Mishnah, we see, this Mishnah says, that there were friends who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Snan, as we learned earlier on in Mishnah, on Memvav on the base, quote on Memvav on the base, Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'medvar, Mur be Mur ve Tchumen, Albrech Ruve Chatzeros, Marvin bein Ledas, U bein Shaloi Ledas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Ruve Chatzeros, you don't need to inform them. Even from the beginning is mashma, which is against our Mishnah that says that they need to inform. Says the Gemara, pshita de chalukin. That's a davar pashut that we know that they disagree. Mao the same as says the Gemara, maybe they don't. Hani mili, our Mishnah only said they need to inform bechatzer shebein shnei muvos. When you have a chatzer between two muvos, that we don't know if the muvos want to be mishtatef. We would think maybe over here, Reb Yehuda, would be moda. Have a chatzar shomav liyechad emaloi. But if you have a chatzar by one mavoi, maybe the Tanur our mission would say you would not need to get permission. Kamash malon. That in both cases, Reb Yehuda says in the first case that you don't need to, and in our Mishnah, you also need to get consent as well. Gemara now asks. We learned the shear of the eruv. That the shear of the eruv is mazon shtei sudos lekulan. Asks the Gemara, Kamahu Meruven. We said that's Mavli Mazon Shtei Sudas if there are many people. What qualifies as many? Amrav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Shmona Asher B'nei Adam. It means 18 people. Ask the Mar Shmona Asher V'sulai. Is more than 18 not large? Ema Mi Shmona Asher V'elech. It means from 18 and on. U'may Shmona Asher D'nakat. And why did we choose Dafka 18? Amrav Yitzchak B'nei Rav Yehuda L'didi Mefar Shlomei B'nei Da'aba. I heard from my father, Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yitzchak, that the calculation goes like this. Kol she'ilu mechalkoi, if they would divide the mazon shtei sudas b'nein, the amount of two meals between them, ve'eim agas grogris ha'kol echad ve'echad, and each one would not get, if they would divide these two sudas, they wouldn't even get the size of a date between them, hein hein merubin, that's already a large amount, v'sagi mazon shtei sudas, ve'lo, and if it's less than that, hein hein muatininu, that is a small amount, and how much is that? That we said is 18 people. Says the Gemara Agavorche, from this we could all learn out, V'kamashmalon, D'shtei Seudos, Havyin Shmona Asrei Gregoris. That we said that up until 18 people could be filled with Shtei Seudos of a Gregoris, that if you divided 18, amongst 18 people, two Seudos, each one would get a Gregoris. More than that, each one would get less. That tells us that two seudos is equaled to 18 grogers. Bezer Hashem, we reach the bottom of Peyam Beis by the new Mishnah, and we will stop our daf over here. It's quite late at night as we get back to the routine here in Eretz Yisrael. We'll upload this without the halacha, and I hope Bezer Hashem to be Mosif, the halacha, the daily daf tomorrow.